from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, New York Governor Kathy Hochul filing a lawsuit aimed at keeping the congestion pricing plan for New York City. Meanwhile, Governor Murphy applauding President Trump's action to end the controversial plan. Yesterday, the Federal Highway Administration terminated approval for the plan to charge drivers $9 to enter below Manhattan 60th Street. Murphy says the state and the White House pursued the same goal for different reasons, but the end result is the same. Murphy says his administration opposed the plan because an environmental study had not been done. A Middlesex County man is accused of gunning down a victim in his own kitchen.
Prosecutors say 61-year-old Igor Kirilenko of Casby is charged with murder and a weapons offense after 72-year-old Gregory Ginsburg was killed in his own Edison home on Sunday with a female witness looking on. Police responding to a 911 call found the men in the home's kitchen where the victim had been shot in the head. Officers say Kirilenko later kicked him in front of police to, quote, make sure he was dead. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This portion of the news made possible by W. Danley Electrical. Are you prepared should you experience a power outage? A Generac generator by W. Danley automatically activates within seconds, keeping your power on. 0% financing for 18 months available. Visit Danley911.com. Morris County authorities are looking for a trio of suspects in an armed robbery in Morristown that reportedly involves a New York Jets player. Police say two people were followed from New York City to the Windmill Pond community in Morristown last Saturday. That's when police say three men carrying guns got out of an SUV, robbed the victims at gunpoint. There were no injuries. Witnesses tell NBC4 one of the victims plays for the Jets. The funds raised by 8,000 plungers in this year's Polar Bear Plunge in Seaside Heights doesn't just go toward the annual Special Olympic Games in June, says Special Olympics New Jersey spokesman Jeremy Davis.
Because ultimately that's where all the funds go, to support our athletes and support programming throughout the year, health initiatives, school initiatives, but just sport programming, competition, training, everything that we do. There's a plethora of programs that we offer.
And this year's plunge is set for Saturday at 1 p.m. There's still time to get freezing for a reason. Find the registration link on our website, nj1015.com, and on our free app. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. When will this freezing cold snap break? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's New Jersey forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. So the big snowstorm that passed south of New Jersey yesterday is out of here. 4 inches of snow fell in Delaware. Cape May and Wildwood, New Jersey only saw a coating of snow. Now we have a new impulse riding in from the west that'll spark some snow showers today. Spotty light stuff, but possibly enough to put a fresh dusting or coating on the ground. We'll transition from sun to clouds this afternoon with those spotty snow showers. Highs today in the upper 20s. Snow showers go away this evening, then clearing skies with a brisk wind kicking up. Lows around 20, but the wind chill feels like temperature closer to 10 overnight. Tomorrow will be sunny and breezy and a little bit warmer. Highs in the mid-30s. The warming trend will continue this weekend with lots of sunshine. On Saturday, highs near 40, bumping into the mid-40s on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Currently in Sea Isle City 22, Lakewood 21, Elizabeth 21. Weather brought to you by Sioka Volkswagen of Flemington. Lease the all-wheel drive Volkswagen Taos for just $199 a month with only $19.99 down. Plus, great offers on Atlas, Tiguan, and more. Details at Sioka Volkswagen of Flemington.com. Or visit them on Route 202.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.